You are listening to the voice of Steve, brought to you by me. I'm his mother. Without me, you wouldn't have the voice of Steve. So when you're laughing yourself silly, listening to one of these Pod-O blogs, you'll know who to thank. Me.
You've downloaded the episode. You've pulled it up in your iPod pad phone thingy. And you've even pushed play. There's no going back. Written in his bathroom. Produced in his basement. Now on the web, everywhere. This is the Stuff and Things podcast with the voice of Steve.
It's the 12th day of the fourth month of the eighth year of the second decade of the 21st century. Hi, it's me, Steve, and this is not the snorty sixth episode of the Stuff and Things podcast. A little something different here. Going to try a little bit of, let's just talk for a minute here. The reason why I'm taking this weekend off is, you might be able to tell, there's still a little Spilkas in the old Gazepta Gazoink, if you catch what I'm saying here. My goal in life is not to sound like Nick Nolte, okay? I want to have the pipes back. Little narcissistic, I know, but that's just the way it is. So I'm going to take a break from the Stuff and Things podcast with the voice of Steve this week. And, hopefully be back and ready to roll next week. But, you know, what I might do, what might be kind of fun, is kind of take you a little bit behind the scenes. I mean, you know, this is probably only going to be interesting for me. Take a look at what I would normally look at and then what would attract my attention, and end up maybe in the Stuff and Things podcast. So, for example, I'm on Yahoo.com. Frankly, that's the easiest place for me to go because it's kind of a catch-all of stuff. Yahoo.com, ATT.net, MSN.com, a lot of those things where it's just, you know, a bunch of different stories where I can get different stuff in entertainment and sports and politics and things like that. So, for example, looking at Yahoo.com right now, and there's a headline here about how Aquaman has added an important DC character during reshoots. Now, that piques my curiosity because I'm a comic book fan. I like comic book movies. Certainly wish the DC movies have been better. But it's talking about, what do we got here? Talking about how Aquaman has completed its principal photography last October, but has now gone back and done reshoots to hopefully make the movie worse, because if it's not bad enough, they know that there's a lot more they can do to make it even worse. Now, they've added a character who is apparently important to the DC universe. I will be the judge of that. They've added an actor by the name of Randall Park, added to the cast as Dr. Stephen Shin, which the director James Wan revealed on social media. And said, let's see, okay, there's the guy right there. So let's take a look. So who is Dr. Stephen Shin? Well, apparently he was a character in a run of Aquaman, the comics, during the New 52, written by Geoff Johns, who at the time had written Green Lantern, Justice League, really has touched every Hawkman, Superman, had touched every character in the DC universe. So apparently a character created during that run, not a run that I read, to be honest with you. I mean, I've read Aquaman comics. The Peter David run back in the 90s was my jam. That's kind of where the long-haired and beard, gruff, tough, don't tick me off Aquaman kind of came from, really. But that's it. Apparently, the character, Stephen Shin, is the world's foremost expert on Atlantis. And when Arthur Curry was a child, Tom Curry, his father, introduced him to Shin, who helped him hone his special abilities. Now, I did read the first few issues of the New 52 Aquaman, and I do recall this. So, you know, okay, so we've got an important character from Aquaman's origins. They're incorporating some stuff from his comic book origins. All right, I can dig that. That's not a problem. Still not 100% sold on Momoa playing Aquaman, but, let's see what they can do. We're hearing it's fantastic. We're hearing that it's not so great. But you know what? I will probably enjoy it on some level. I'll nitpick the heck out of it. just like I have been complaining since Ragnarok that that ain't Thor in Thor Ragnarok, okay? That kind of thing. It's driving my coworkers nuts as much as I complain about that. Okay, so the next thing, I'm just kind of, again, scrolling down. A couple of things here that piqued my curiosity that would make its way in. The whole story about Tristan Thompson from the Cavaliers. Caught on video at a nightclub making out with some other lady when his baby mama? I don't know, his significant other, Khloe Kardashian, is about to give birth to their child. And, of course, the news is today, the 12th of April, Khloe Kardashian gave birth to their first child, and he, oddly enough, the Cavaliers excused him for the day so that he could go join Khloe at the hospital. Not sure. I don't know if maybe Thompson went to the Cavaliers and said, "Are you sure? Because I'd be happy to stick around. There's no reason for me to take off from the team. In fact, I would ask that you tell her that you wouldn't let me go." No, we're not taking on the Kardashians. Get out of here. So there. So again, there's a story that very easily would have come up on the Voice of. I keep calling it the Voice of Steve, the Stuff and Things podcast. Here's another one. This might go in What the Crap is probably where I would land this. Oh, the Thompson-Kardashian one? I don't know. Entertainment thingies, sports. I don't do a lot of sports segments anymore, so maybe just throw that in there because there's a basketball player in it. But this next one would probably end up in What the Crap, although it's easier to find stories that go in there. This one is talking about arcade Lord Master Billy Mitchell. He was known as having the highest score on Donkey Kong. He was the first person to hit 1,000,000 points on Donkey Kong. He was featured in The King of Kong, which was a documentary for some reason. But it turns out that Billy Mitchell, I don't know if you want to say he cheated, but the rules that were set up by this group called Twin Galaxies, basically the arbiter of arcade world records, according to Devin Coldway at TechCrunch, basically this Twin Galaxies, they say, okay, you, in order to be legitimate with these high scores and whatnot, they have to be played on, these games have to be played on an arcade version, like the arcade game of Donkey Kong. Okay. Well, what this Mitchell guy did was he played a game that's what do they call it? Let's see here. I'm gonna have to look it up here. Research is fun, but see, again, I'm not doing an actual episode, so I don't feel an emulator. So basically, you play the emulator, and it's like playing the arcade. It looks like you're playing the arcade game, but maybe you don't have the same type of controls. You might be using like a PlayStation control or Xbox, a Nintendo 64, I don't know, whatever is out there. And he didn't play the arcade version of the game. So they've nullified his record and have gone ahead and put whoever was in the second place into first place. So there's a poor old Billy Mitchell. His only claim to fame was that he had the first 1,000,000-point game of Donkey Kong, and apparently he lorded that over people. That was his reason for being a complete, douche nozzle, and now that's been invalidated. So he has nothing to hang his hat on, so to speak. All right, so that would be in What the Crap. Let's see, what else here? What else? Let's see. So kind of a follow-up to the Tristan Thompson, Cavaliers, Khloe Kardashian deal. Apparently the woman that he was cheating on Khloe Kardashian with has spoken out. I don't care. So I probably wouldn't touch on that, or if I did, that's what I would say. So there's that. There's a wedding venue that, they are mortified, says the headline, according to Celebrity Magazine. Wedding venue is mortified after accidentally sending bride an email calling her a cow. Okay. I'm not smart. I am far from the sharpest tack in the drawer, the brightest bulb on the tree, the sharpest crayon in the box, whatever you want to say. But apparently, this place, this is in England now. I mean, you know, they're the original society. They're not the original society. But, you know, they did a lot of stuff, you know, early on, right? They set the standard for a lot of stuff. But apparently they set the standard on just doing really dumb stuff. So I guess this bridal venue, this place that this bride was hoping to celebrate her wedding, they sent her an email, and I'm trying to track this down now. Let me see here. What does it say? Does it say in here? Let's see here. What do we got? I'm not finding the verbiage here, but again, they were shocked and disappointed that she was called a cow. And wow. Here we go. Okay, so. The Mulberry Tree is the place that apparently did this. They've reached out and apologized to her. They take, I guess, responsibility for it. But how? Okay, so someone comes to check out your place. They want to get married there, and they decide they don't want to. So you send them an email. It isn't like an email that went to a friend of theirs or to the boss or whatever. They sent apparently an email to this potential customer, calling her a cow. You have to type the email, you have to put her email address in there, put a subject in the subject line, and then hit send. How, at some point along that process, do you not go, yeah, you know, not the smartest move that I could ever possibly make? So again, something else we might have talked about. Ooh, Clark Gregg, he's going to be in Captain Marvel. Guess what? Okay, so this is a visual thing, but if you go to yahoo.com here, it's about 7:30 Central Time on April 12th. Go back in time. See, I told you I'm not smart. And apparently there are set photos of Clark Gregg, who plays Agent Coulson from the Avengers and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and so forth. See, now, this is the kind of headline that it's clickbait and I just fell for it. Clark Gregg shares a Captain Marvel set photo that will give Marvel fans all the feels. So I'm thinking we've got Coulson looking all 90s because that's when Captain Marvel takes place. They've got to youngify him and probably do his hair different and whatever. So I'm thinking, okay, we're going to get like a shot of him, much like we got those images of Captain Marvel in her green costume. Everyone went nuts, unless you know what the story is. But it's an Instagram photo, isn't it? Is it Instagram or Twitter? It's Twitter. He's got a picture of like his what is that? His left eyeball. And then behind him, there's a little nameplate that says N Fury, you know, Nick Fury. That's not a big deal. That's not a big deal. They could have taken that picture on the set of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know, I mean, I'm sure Fury has an office there somewhere still. They're thinking he's going to come back. They know how comic book deaths work, right? So it's very cool. I love Clark Gregg. I think he's great as Agent Coulson. I love the character. Haven't watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in a good while, but that photo doesn't give me the feels other than feeling stupid for having clicked it. But there you go. Cinema Blend gets a click from the voice of Steve. Let's see here. Here's a headline. What it sounds like when two black holes collide at astonishing speed. This is a science article from Newsweek. And is there a sound file that we can play? Nope. But there is. Well, it says there's a video there, but I don't see a video here. So I have to check that out. But basically, you're about to hear something truly astronomical, it says. The sound of two black holes smashing together. Now, that makes me want to say, I like the sound of two bricks being smashed together. That's all Monty Python. Okay, you with me on that? You love the Monty Python? Those guys with the white things on their heads and they talk like this. My brain hurts. You know, that whole deal. That's again, if I were doing the Stuff and Things podcast this weekend, I would do this story, say something real super funny, and then I'd try to track down an audio clip of one of those characters saying, "I like the sound of two bricks being smacked together." Missed opportunity there. Missed opportunity. So apparently there is a sound that two black holes make when they collide, even though it's in space and it's a vacuum and there's no sound. But, you know, but black holes, they can do whatever they want. All right. Apparently, another headline about Kardashian and Thompson. Where did Khloe Kardashian give birth? Huh? Probably in a delivery room, a very expensive one, at a hospital. Okay, so I'll do one more. This would be like a Dr. Steve Scientifical Guy story. Three vast holes just appeared on the sun, and they're bombarding Earth with geomagnetic storms. So that makes it feel like we should all expect there to be mutant superheroes flying around anytime now. But you know, here's the thing. At work today, excuse me, I work on the phones all day long, and I have, you know, computer access and all that. First of all, what happened was our phones cut out. All of our phones, like, I was on the phone, a couple of my colleagues were on the phone, we were talking to customers and whatnot, and everything just cut off. Bling, done. All you had to do was just dial them back, no big deal, but it's just like everything cut out. So we're thinking, okay, is this like that Belko experiment? you know, she would be looking for the exit, and everything was fine. But then later that day, all internet connection throughout our entire company dropped everywhere. My office, we've got 3-4 other offices in my immediate area. We have a lot of remote workers around the country, frankly. My partner works in Arizona. All internet access went down for about 10 minutes. So I don't know. Was that something related to the Earth being bombarded by geomagnetic storms? Probably not, but you know. All right, so I lied. There's a few more things. This is actually kind of fun. I don't think this is the way I would do it going forward, but I don't mind these kind of random seshes here. Do you guys hear about Mark Hamill? Okay. Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, not thrilled with his character's portrayal in The Last Jedi. Can't say as I blame him, because that weren't Luke Skywalker. Love it for it to turn out that was some kind of evil clone or something. I don't get it. He was a hermit for 30 years, wouldn't come to the rescue, and all it took was what? Him waving a lightsaber around for 2 seconds as an astral projection to create some kind of a legendary, hope-filled thing that everyone will take around the galaxy and they'll fight the First Order and blah, blah, blah. You know what? He doesn't have to do backflips like Yoda, okay? But just he... Luke Skywalker needs to be there. He needs to be a leader. He needs to be, maybe he's reluctant, but he needs to be a leader, okay? And especially now that we've lost Carrie Fisher, and likely that means that we have lost Princess Leia, General Organa, pardon me. You know, it would just be nice to have Luke there as a pillar of strength for the resistance, for the rebels, whatever they're going to call themselves. Now, I understand that Miss Fisher passed away after The Last Jedi was filmed. All was said and done. You know, the story was told, basically. But at the same time, you know, in this world of reshoots and edits and so forth, you can make it a little more ambiguous as to whether or not Luke fades away into nothing or, you know, whatever the case may be. So, you know, that kind of thing. All right, promise, last little bit here, something that would have shown up in Stuff and Things, had I decided to do an episode this weekend. Kind of a follow-up on Corey Feldman. You know, he says he was stabbed towards the end of March. Okay, when he was in his car, and he says a man approached his door and tried to open it. Well, the door was locked and didn't open, but when the man tried again, it opened. Feldman believes the man may have a device that unlocked the door. So now he's just creating all these things that say, okay, here's how this happened. So basically, he said that the police were investigating. They said, no, we're not. And, you know, all that kind of stuff. Now, he says that he could be dead in a few months. Okay, because he's been getting threats, you know, nonstop. Because he's outing people in terms of this horrible kind of culture of abuse, sexual abuse of women certainly, but also of young actors, you know, boys and girls and that kind of thing. So he's apparently worried for his own safety. He's worried that you know, he could be dead in a few months, as he said. That needle could have been poisoned is his point. Because it turned out if he was stabbed, it was with a hypodermic needle, and that could have been poisoned, he said, and it's jarring to think that it's possible he could be dead in a few months. Like, maybe whatever was on there, if there was anything, hadn't had a chance to have its impact yet, but you know, still may. You know, I don't want anyone to be hurt. Corey Feldman is doing the right thing when it comes to talking about, you know, people abusing kids and women and all this kind of stuff that goes on in Hollywood. So good on you, Corey Feldman. And if you're putting yourself in danger, doing that, then we should take it seriously, and we should, you should get, the help and protection that you need. No doubt about it. So again, just a couple of things that I would have talked about. You know, there's the Zuckerberg testimony in Congress. There's the rapture's coming apparently April 23rd. I guess I should get at least one real episode out before then. So, you know, that's the deal. That's what I've got for you. I know, and you can tell I've been talking for 20 minutes and my voice is going away. I've now turned into Liam Neeson or something like that. I don't know. I want this to get better so that I can do the kind of stuff and things that I like to do, that I like to listen to, frankly, if I could be narcissistic for a second, and that I know you like to listen to as well. Okay, so thank you very much. I've recently had the opportunity to take a deeper look into what my statistics look like in my listenership. Certainly nothing that's going to make people at the Nerdist worry, or Adam Carolla or Joe Rogan or any of those people nervous about their situation in podcast in the podcast world. But it makes me feel like, whereas before I wasn't making an impact and I wasn't getting to anybody, there are people out there who do listen to the show. I hope you enjoy it. I want to hear from you. So, you know what? Shoot me an email. TheVoiceOfSteve@yahoo.com is my email address. And you can also go to Facebook, facebook.com, The Stuff and Things Podcast. You can search that on Facebook and I'm right there. But I'd love to hear from you. If there's something you found that you think is kind of silly, you want to hear me talk about it, I'd be happy to do that too, and give you a shout out as well. Also want to make sure I thank Brad Dassey, who is a local musician here in the Northeast Wisconsin area. He mainly does rap, Christian rap, that type of thing. And he creates a lot of music that he uses, obviously, for his raps. He creates it all himself. And he was nice enough to offer a bunch of those beats, a lot of that music, to me. And I said, hey, you know what? Do you think any of these would be appropriate for, you know, kind of the music beds that we lay down oftentimes in these shows? And he said, well, I don't know. Maybe give it a shot. So I want to make sure that I thank him for that. He put a lot of sweat and tears and blood and effort into those beats, and letting me use them is fantastic. So Brad Dassey, you can find him on Facebook. I'm sure he'd be happy to engage in conversation if you want to check out his music as well. I believe there's also a website, braddassey.com, but definitely on Facebook, Brad Dassey, D-A-S-S-E-Y. But hey, you know what? Also, I can't let you go without reminding you that I do have a Patreon thing going on. Just head over to www.patreon.com/stuffandthings. That's Stuff and then an N and then Things Podcast. Stuff and Things Podcast. Patreon.com, Stuff and Things. I'll get it right. Come on. I'm not even reading a script here. Leave me alone. Patreon.com/Stuff and Things Podcast. If you can support what I do, not only would that support the show, but it would actually go into a kitty that I will hope to use to do what I need to do to push myself forward into the world of voice acting, voiceover. I do a smattering of that on a limited basis professionally, but I'd love to do it as a side career to bring a little bit more income into the family and help out that way. But you can't get something from nothing. So anything you can do to support me, support the show, ultimately, frankly, support my family, patreon.com/stuffandthingspodcast. Well, thanks for listening to this piece of crap. Sure do appreciate it. It'll be nice to get back into the regular flow next weekend. But thanks again for tuning in, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Bye-bye.
Pump 'em Out Radio Pictures presents the voice of Steve in The Radio Guy.
So, I hear that for $50, you'll hook up all the stations. You know, even the dirty ones. So, what do you say?
Sir, are you trying to bribe me?
No, I wouldn't dare do something like...
Because if you are, receiving illegal radio is a criminal offense. If convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 and spend up to 6 months in a federal correctional facility.
But I didn't mean...
I'm just jerking your chain. Come on, I'll juice you up.
But it didn't stop there.
So he hooked up my radio, and the guy hasn't left me alone since. I mean, last night he even took me to the station's transmitter tower. Plus, there are about 50 messages from the guy on my machine.
Oh, Steve, relax. He doesn't sound too bad. Maybe he's just friendly.
Well, maybe you're right. Say, the radio play version of Sleepless in Seattle is about to come on.
Oh, Steve, that's my favorite radio play movie. How can you get that on your radio?
Well, I guess we can thank the radio guy. Oh, man. Hold on a second. I know what to do. The radio guy gave me his card. I'll just call him up, and he'll fix everything. Hang on just a second.
Having problems with your radio reception?
Yeah. Can you help me out?
It's funny how you seem to only call when you need something. I thought we were friends.
But I hardly even know you. I don't even know your name. And, well, you see, the thing is, I just don't have any room in my life for a new friend right now, okay?
So, what are you saying?
Look, you gave me free radio and got me and my girlfriend back together, and for that, I thank you.
Well, you are certainly welcome.
But you also gave me stolen radio equipment, which landed me in jail, kidnapped my girlfriend, and tried to kill both of us.
Well, you're... certainly welcome again.
That's not a good thing.
Oh. Well, you know, I did tell you while you were in prison that I could be your best friend or your worst enemy. You seem to have preferred the latter. I was just trying to teach you a lesson.
Well, consider the lesson taught. Now, why don't you go cut your hair, put that stupid green mask on, and make another $20 million.
Okay. I'm leaving.
Bye.
The voice of Steve is The Radio Guy. Coming soon to a radio near you.